Zone. I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. God bless America, and God bless you for being here. We've got a lot of work to do. This is the Steve Gurr Show. If you're new, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to find out some things you didn't know before, and man, we're going to give it to you straight. That's the way it works around here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, it's just a matter of time, but now the Thought Police are trying to erase Abraham Lincoln, the man who saved the nation and freed the slaves, being targeted for removal by an Ivy League school. Brilliant. Number two, the heat is on for Democrats. The number of those retiring from Congress exploding now to 32 as they are running for the exits before the roof caves in. The red roof, that is. And number three, despite all the hysteria and the cases decided so far, there are still two big cases hanging in the balance that were pushed to yet another unscheduled so-called special decision day, forcing us to wait for the answers again. Well, the court is now out of time, with the final two decisions coming in just a little bit later today. So, that announcement came yesterday, so it will happen today. And it seems to me that with every passing day and every time they haven't released the opinions, it indicates that the last two cases to be released could be the biggest bombshells of the entire Supreme Court term. Think what that means. That's really something, considering Roe v. Wade was overturned last Friday. The Second Amendment was strengthened last Thursday. And religious liberty picked up two big wins along the way as well, all in a week. One of those cases still to be resolved is the Remain in Mexico policy, implemented by former President Donald Trump and then targeted by the Biden administration to be canceled. It could have a big rippling impact on how border security is handled going forward by the federal government. It could be a major decision. Hadn't given it that much thought, but it could be a major decision. Under President Trump, it forced asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while they waited for their hearings in the United States. Biden and his open border clowns want to allow them to stay here, which often results in illegal aliens disappearing into the interior of the country, never to be seen again. And right now I have to wonder if this court is willing to go further and declare the condition of the border a violation of federal law, or worse, find something about it completely unconstitutional. We will soon find out. And maybe the biggest case of all that we're still yet to hear is one I've been talking about here for several days, West Virginia versus EPA. This case has the possibility of returning the entire nation to the constitutional foundation that we had before the New Deal rolled out by Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s. First and foremost, by pushing back overbearing regulations on how states generate power. That's question one. All that regulation coming from unelected bureaucrats in the alphabet agencies, which not only include the EPA, but a host of other agencies like the Consumer Product Safety Commission that can wreak havoc on small business, or the FCC that can tell me what I'm allowed to talk about or not, or the Federal Election Commission that could nationalize ballot harvesting or tell states how they must run elections in other ways, or the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, better known as FERC, that could ban all pipelines and other forms of transporting oil, natural gas, and other fossil fuels in pursuit of whatever they're in the pursuit of. And that's just the short list, my friends, of the nearly unlimited power of Washington's regulatory agencies that do not appear anywhere. They don't appear anywhere in the Constitution. You see, the case began when the state of West Virginia said enough and challenged the Environmental Protection Agency and how it regulates so-called greenhouse gases and other emissions coming from both coal-fired and natural gas-fired power plants in that state. That in and of itself is important in pushing back against government overreach and the incredible unfettered power that has been collected by these unelected officials and all of these government alphabet agencies since the 1930s. It's been going on, like I said, since FDR unleashed the New Deal and the regulatory state. More and more, they've done that through the years, Republicans and Democrats alike. The United States government has handed off more and more power to agencies like the EPA, and that's just the beginning. I want to explain this to you carefully one more time before we learn the court's decision later today. It's all about this idea called the Chevron Doctrine. All right, the Chevron Doctrine. Write that down. It has evolved over the past 85 years or so into a bureaucratic monster that basically says if a statute is silent on a certain point, the court should then defer to an executive agency's interpretation to decide what happens. Doesn't have to go to Congress. Just let the regulatory agency take over and make an interpretation as long as it's reasonable. Whatever that means, what's reasonable to you might not be reasonable to me. So that's a bizarre point. And let's be very clear on this point. What it means in practical application is regulation without representation. Regulation without representation, that's what this is. Because these rules really are laws, are put into place with the power to take your property, your money, and more importantly, your freedom. Because these agencies can have you convicted of violating the rules they create without any input from elected representatives, your representatives. They can fine you exorbitant amounts of money, have you tossed in jail, often with almost no recourse to fight back because appeals are almost always handled by the same agency that leveled the charges in the first place. It's outrageous. I don't think that's what James Madison and the rest had in mind when they were writing the Constitution. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic tore the curtain back on all of this. When OSHA tried to make vaccines mandatory for companies with more than 100 employees, but the Supreme Court said, you don't have that authority. Or when the CDC told landlords across the nation it was extending a moratorium on rent, telling landlords they couldn't collect a dime. Another gross overreach by unelected bureaucrats drunk with power. Which brings us to what could really happen now. The court has shown clearly that it is more than willing to go beyond any given case to address the fundamental underlying problems. And that's why Roe v. Wade got tossed. We also know that Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have a great disdain for the Chevron Doctrine and sounded more than willing to get rid of it during oral arguments. So the court is now poised to adopt the non-delegation doctrine. This would devastate the regulatory agencies that have been dominating America's landscape since the 1930s. This goes again to Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, that Congress could pass laws that delegate its power and give it away to administrative agencies that then have all the power to address and dictate how we handle public safety or health or the workplace and a million other things. But the non-delegation doctrine argues that is not constitutional. It's not how our representative republic is supposed to work. And the pending ruling could upend the entire regulation framework built by both parties over the past several decades. This has punished Americans financially, while the politicians and others line their own pockets. In fact, if the court adopts the non-delegation doctrine, which I believe it will today, it will fundamentally alter the structure of the United States government as you have known it your entire life and return that power to where it belongs, to Congress. It will impact agriculture and the use of pesticides, workplace safety, environmental protections, working conditions, overtime pay, discrimination rules, and yes, vaccinations. In fact, it will impact just about every facet of every citizen's lives and return us to the principles as laid out by the founders of this great nation. If you thought the Democrats have been screaming so far, my friends, you ain't seen nothing yet. The biggest problem they face is they will finally realize they've lost the Supreme Court, therefore the federal courts, to impose their far-reaching radical policies onto this nation that otherwise could not make it through Congress or the state legislatures. Oh, the screaming is going to be loud. Heads will explode like you haven't seen. It'll make last Friday look like a cakewalk. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.